Thank you, Brother Robert.
Appreciate it. Thank you, church. Good to be here today. Appreciate the good songs. Appreciate that Rock of Ages, don't you? Hallelujah. And I appreciate the words of this good song and the individuals that wrote these things from the heart. And I really like that second verse in the chorus toward the end. In thy hand, no price I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Brother, that's it. Amen. I praise the Lord God of heaven. I began to think about some of these things about the cross, and we think about some of these songs we've sung through the years. If you're not careful, you'll just begin to repeat the words, but miss the message. Amen. You think about Fanny Crosby, who wrote the song, Near the Cross. Amen. What a song that was. Then you think about Isaac Watts, who wrote the song, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my soul rolled away. Brother, I tell you what, if you've ever been saved, you understand that. When God lifts the condemnation, lets the light shine in, I bless His holy name. Thank God for the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I bless His good name today. I trust the Lord of heaven to help us. It'll take God to do it. I don't have any magic formula today. It's nothing I can say in myself that will change anything. But if God would see mercy, have mercy and see fit to help us today, I would appreciate it greatly. I'm going to read some scripture from the Gospel of Matthew this morning, chapter number 27, and we'll trust the Lord to help His will to be done. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 27, and I'll just begin here in verse number 31, and we'll trust the will of the Lord to be done. The Bible said after that, they mocked Him and took the robe off of Him and put on His own raiment and led Him away to crucify Him. And they came out, and the Bible said a man from Cyrene, Simon by name, and they compelled him to bear his cross. And when they'd come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, the place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. When he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. The Bible tells us that they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the prophet, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there. There stood over his head an accusation written, Jesus, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Father, Lord God, for a few moments I pray, You would enable us to do what we cannot do in ourselves. That You'd have mercy upon us, Lord, and use us today as an instrument, as a vessel, dear Lord, fit for the Master's use. That You might touch every heart in this place. That we might be able to go away differently, truly, than what we came. May You be glorified and pleased in Jesus' name. We ask these things. Amen. As we consider what's taking place here, having the account of the crucifixion of Calvary, as we think about what the writer has pinned down under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, we understand that Jesus now in this portion of Scripture has been led away to crucify Him. And when we think about, friend, this crucifixion and all that it entailed and how, friend, really, it was just a form of execution by nailing an individual to a cross. It was a death, friend, that was designed to be very painful and afflict much suffering. But that's what Jesus was willing to do for me and you. I appreciate that, and I bless His holy name. And the Bible tells us, friend, that as He came unto a place called Calvary, it was there that they would crucify Him. And the Bible said they parted His garments, casting lots,
how excited it was when at the very foot of the cross they would gamble over the clothes of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you, friend, they're not the only ones are gambling around the cross. For that many folk, friend, today, even seated in houses of God across this great nation, who are gambling, friend. They're gambling with time, and they're gambling with opportunity, and they're gambling with the goodness and grace of God Almighty. But friend, there the Bible said they crucified him, and as this took place, there was a great multitude of individuals who the Bible said sat down, and they watched him there. Amen. They beheld the cross. And the Bible tells us in verse 37, there was set over his head his accusation. There was a common practice, friend, that when one was crucified, that whatever the crime was, that the accusation would be posted above that individual so that those coming and going might understand why that individual was suffering the death in which they were suffering. But the Bible tells us, friend, his accusation said these words, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Now, you will have to take all four Gospels now and read those Gospels to understand the entirety of the message. And friend, if you put all this superscription together, and that's the way that Mark would do his writing. For the word superscription gives the ideal of a title that is set above. Amen. And that's where the title was. But the entirety, friend, was simply this. This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Hey, friend, that doesn't sound like an accusation worthy of death. But I'm glad, friend, he came for that purpose, friend. He came, friend, to die that we might live. He came to suffer that we would not have to suffer. He did that, praise God, for me and you. And he did it in a place called Calvary. And praise God, it was the old rugged cross that made the difference. And I bless the name of God for that. And I appreciate the Lord. I thought about what's taking place here in the Word of God. When the Bible said, in sitting down, they watched him there. And if God would help me for just a few moments this morning, I'd like to deal with this subject when I behold, praise God, the wondrous cross. Or when I survey the wondrous cross, friend. I bless the name of God this morning. It has not got old to me. Hey, friend, it's not just another message. It's not just another song. It's not just another Sunday school lesson. But praise God, it's reality in my heart and life that I serve a God in heaven who was willing, praise God, to do for me what nobody else would do, and go to a place called Calvary, thank God for me, and suffer my pain and death. I bless His holy name. Thank God. When I survey the wondrous cross, you know what happens sometimes, friend? Hey, we hear it so much that we become numb to it. I'm afraid we're in a society that has become gospel numb. I mean, we've heard all the songs, and we've heard all the messages, and we've heard the testimonies, and it no longer moves us anymore. But when we started the service off singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I bless the name of God for that, friend. May we never get over that verse. And may we never get over that line. And may we never get past that truth that was written, thank God. Amazing grace, friend. I'm talking about amazing grace that God had on me and you. Now that word survey is interesting. And it simply means to look carefully at. Hey, friend, I would encourage you to take another look at the cross, amen, and survey the cross. Now, as I begin to think about what's taking place here, we understand that the cross itself was just a wooden instrument, friend. That's what it was. And you think about scriptures, friend, that deal with the subject of the cross. And I'd like to share a few of these as we kind of go into this. this message, but the Bible tells us, as Paul would write, he said, for Christ sent me not to baptize. Now think about what the man's are saying here. He sent me not to baptize. It's not that it's not important, friend, but you can be baptized in every lake and river and creek around here and still go to hell without hope in God. But if you ever make it to Calvary and you ever make it to Christ, friend, he'll change your life for time and eternity. Praise God. And he said, he sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Thank God, not with the wisdom of words. Lest now the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. The Bible said, for the preaching of the cross to them it perished foolishness. But to us which are saved, it is the power of God. I bless the name for the cross, don't you? The Bible said in the book of Galatians, but God forbid that I should glory. Hey, friend, a lot of folk are glorying in everything but what they ought to be glorying in. Amen. The Bible said, God forbid I should glory saving the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And don't you like how that Paul would tie that together? Hey, Brother Joe, it's not just Jesus. It's not just Lord. And it's not just Christ. But Brother Keith, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad he's Lord. I'm glad he's the Savior. I'm glad he's the anointed. Praise God. He's all always been that. Thank God he just didn't become that. Praise God, friend. Before this world ever was, he was still the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless his name. Boy, I appreciate God, don't you? The Bible said that he might reconcile both unto God in one body. Amen. That work of reconciliation. Thank God, taking those two that are at variance and bringing them together. Thank God. That's what God did at the cross, friend. That's why it ought to move our heart. Praise God. The Bible said, in one body of the cross, having slain the image thereof. He went on to say, and being fashioned, found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself. He humbled himself. Hey, we're talking about the King of Glory. Thank God who humbled himself. That one that never did any wrong. That one that could not do wrong. I'm talking about the sinless Son of God. And yet he allowed himself, friend, to be humbled and become obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He allowed himself to be placed between male factors. Can you imagine that? Here we have common thieves on each side, and yet Jesus placed himself right in the middle. But I want to give God the glory and praise, because I'm going to tell you what the God of heaven did for me and you, Brother Todd. He placed himself right in the middle. Thank God. I praise the Lord. I bless the name of God for that. And brother, there was a thief that would look at Jesus and say, Lord, remember me. And praise God, because of where he was and why he was there. A man got born again, praise God, on an old rugged cross. I bless the name of God for that. When I survey the wondrous cross, amen, don't just take a passing glance. See, we get so used to seeing it. Hey, brother, it's somebody will have a cross on the highway somewhere. Somebody will have a cross over here. Amen. Somebody will sing about the cross. And brother, our next thoughts is, what are we going to do when the service is over? Hey, but what about taking a survey of the wondrous cross? Amen. The Bible tells us these words, and having made peace through the blood of his cross. Isn't that wonderful, friend? Hey, do you realize there was no peace in my heart? But thank God the Prince of Peace came and made peace that I could have that peace. Bless his holy name. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He endured the cross, friend. Thank God. He endured every bit of it. Hey, without complaint and without murmur. Thank God he endured that cross, despising the shame. Hey, why did he do that? Take a look around this morning, friend. That's why he did it. Praise God. Hey, friend, from the front to the back of the church. Hey, the one sitting beside you and behind you, in front of you. That's why he did what he did. Thank God for the joy that was set before him. He did all of those things. Hey, Brother Keith, thank God he did it for you. And he did it for me, and that's personal praise. God, I bless his holy name. Somebody said, why do it? Thank God he did it for me. Thank God. Why do it? Look in the mirror. Hey, man, that's when it gets personal. But as you think about all these things, hey, friend, Paul is not trying to draw attention to two pieces of wood. Amen. He's drawing the attention to the one that was hung on those two pieces of wood. Amen. And when that great hymn writer wrote these words, when I survey the wondrous cross upon which the Prince of Glory died. Well, I'm going to tell you what, we ought not get much past that. The Prince of Glory. The Prince of Glory, friend. I'm talking about my Savior. I'm talking about the lover of my soul. Thank God, the one who cared when nobody else cared. The one who knew me, thank God, yet loved me. The one that knew about, praise God, those secret places. Thank God, brother, you talking about those secret rooms, those secret, hey, God knew all about my secret places and my hidden things that I wouldn't want nobody to know. And yet he loved me in spite of myself. I appreciate that. Thank God, brother Keith, don't you appreciate the Lord loving us like that? I mean, coming to us in spite of ourselves. Thank God. Oh, bless his good name. Thank God, when I survey the one, I mean, friend, just to take a look at, just to back up sometimes and take a look at, it gives the idea of to look thoroughly or completely. Amen. In other words, to study it a little while. I found out sometimes, friend, if you'll just study on something for a while, thank God, God will begin to reveal things that you never saw. That's why we are to study, to show ourselves approved unto God. Amen. That's exactly right. We're to study. And as we do that, God begins to reveal things as we take a moment and just stop and look at the book. Amen. Just stop and consider the scripture. Thank the Lord, friend, when you begin to just consider what's being said here in the Word of God. Oh, my. It also means, friend, to examine. Most people don't like to get an examination, but it's necessary. Can I tell you why people don't like to go get an examination? Because they're worried about what they might find and what the doctor might say. Isn't that right? Amen. And they feel like, well, if I don't get an examination and I don't know, then it's going to be okay. But the fact of the matter is, friend, listen, whether you get an examination or not, if there's a problem, there's a problem. Amen. That's why we need to go to the book, friend. Thank God. And I'm going to tell you what, if we'll do that and not only consider the cross, but consider our ways, you might be surprised what God might do. Oh, yes. Boy, I bless the name of God. And I appreciate Him so much. When we think about the cross, when I survey the wondrous cross, there's some things that I see here when I look at the cross that touches my heart. And brother, I'm going to tell you what, I want it to melt my heart. Not just touch my heart, but melt my heart. Hey brother, listen, I don't want to get over this. I don't want to get past this. Hey brother, this is what motivates me to live for God. This is what gets me through the hard times. This is what helps me when adversity comes and when the storms of life are raging against me and it seems like all hope has been taken away. But I survey the wondrous cross upon which the Prince of Glory died. It changes everything. Oh, yes, it does. Boy, I appreciate the God of heaven now. As we think about what's taking place, see, there's a crowd of people, the Bible said, are watching Him. They're watching Jesus. They're looking at Him. When's the last time that you just stopped and took a few moments to look at Him? Amen? To look at Him. I would have to say He's altogether lovely. Amen. I'd have to say I find no fault in Him. When I survey, praise God. Amen. But as I survey the wondrous cross, thank God. You know what I see, Brother Robert? I see the grace of God. I mean the grace of God. Amen. I'm talking about grace, friend. That unmerited favor. I understand that every one of us in here understand the definition of that word. But it's more than just understanding the definition of the word. It's understanding what that definition is. Grace, unmerited favor. In other words, I never could merit it. No matter what I did, I couldn't merit a little bit of it. I couldn't even make a down payment on grace. I could not do it, but there was a God in heaven. Thank God who loved me with unmerited favor. I'm talking about unmerited favor, friend. That's the grace of God Almighty. So I begin to reflect in my life and look back. And sometimes in looking back, God can help you to look forward. But I'll tell you, friend, I've seen the grace of God. Amen. God even revealing unto me even greater. Hey, friend, than what I knew that God was in control of this thing. tonight. I'm going to tell you what, Brother Danny, God had grace on me before I was. Thank God, and I appreciate that. I bless the name of God Almighty. You understand what I'm saying? Grace was real. Praise God for me before I got here. Thank God. You better believe that's right. Oh my boy, I appreciate God. Hallelujah. Hey, can I share something with you this morning? Can I share something with you? Amen. Boy, I'm listening now. Most of you folk in here know, and if you don't know, praise God, now you're going to know. Amen. Most of you know I'm adopted. Amen. That shocks some people and other folk that don't. But I'm adopted. Amen. And I appreciate the grace of God. Can I tell you how gracious God was? Can I tell you how gracious God was? My mom and daddy, I'm talking about the folk who loved me and raised me. I'm my mom and daddy. Hey, they couldn't have children. They could not have children. But God had a plan. You understand what I'm saying? God had a plan. See, sometimes, friend, we think something's bad. Hey, when it's not bad. And friend, 10 years now, they tried and couldn't have it. And so they said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to adopt a child. And so they got on the list and they said, it's going to be 5 years. 5 years. But 3 months later, 3 months later, Brother Todd, the phone rang. And thank God they took off down to Winston-Salem, and praise God, I was there. Hallelujah. And they must have liked what they saw because they took me home. Praise God. That's exactly right. Amen to God. Now, they didn't have a lot of earthly things. They didn't have a lot of material things. But I tell you what they did do, Brother Keith. They took me to the house of God. Amen. They took me to the house of God where a man of God preached the word of God. Hey, that God, praise God, would deal with my heart. Bless His holy name. Hey, but I didn't think a whole lot about that. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I didn't think a whole lot about that. Oh, but God was gracious unto me. But let me tell you what I found out, friend. My biological family, I got an email, friend, about mid-year last year, and a young lady reached out to me. I'm sitting in the house, minding my own business. And I get an email, and I begin to read it. And it's tearing me up, and I just hand the phone to my wife. And she begins to read it, and she starts crying. Oh, my soul. And the young lady said, well, she said, I believe that you are my brother's. My daddy's brother. We began to look into this thing and look into this thing. And sure enough, I got a brother. Praise God. Amen. I got a brother. Got two sisters too. Thank the Lord. Amen. And let me tell you how good God is. Amen. My biological father who passed away in 2010. I never met him, but one day I got a hope I'm going to meet him. I appreciate the great. I'm talking about grace, friend. See, when I survey the wondrous cross, I'm talking about the cross, friend, where the Prince of Glory died. Amen. Oh, this is what God did. A biological father. Amen. Teenager. Got this young girl pregnant. Amen. And when that happened, they split them up. She was from another place. This is what they said. Some of the family paid to have that go away. See, that's how people like, do they like to just make it just kind of go away. Amen. Oh, you know what they told him? They told him as a 17-year-old boy, that she's going to go to California and she's going to have an abortion and this is just going to go away. Oh, but Brother Joe, God stepped in this thing. Now, my biological father didn't know anything about it. Hey, but God was in control. And Brother Keith, she didn't go away to California. Praise God. But there I was in the adoption agency. In Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I bless the name of God for that, friend. He went off to Vietnam. He didn't know I was born. He thought there's a possibility. He did not know. Later, friend, he got married, had children. But one day, the God of heaven reached down and got a hold of that old boy's heart. And he got born again by the power of God Almighty. Not only did that happen, friend, but I tell you what God did. God began to work a deep work in his heart. And he surrendered a call to preach. And he pastored churches out, praise God, through Virginia, ended up in Tennessee. That's the grace of God. And here I am, friend. Hey, friend, just a product of grace. Hallelujah. Bless the goodness of God. Hey, because of the cross. Amen. I'll tell you what God did. One Sunday morning, I drug in the house of God. I didn't even want to be there. Praise God. Hey, but I'm glad there was a God in heaven that was awaiting on me. Hey, like the woman at the well, Jesus was already there. Hey, God was already there, friend. I praise God for that. Hey, God began to work me over. I'm talking about work me over. I was already under conviction, friend. Hey, but God kicked out all my props, all the crutches I had. I praise God. I stood there before God, empty and lost and undone. And God said, you're a sinner going to hell. I didn't even know what to do. But praise God, I received the invitation. Thank God, from another world. And God said, come. And I did. And it changed my life. Amen. That's what God, that's grace, friend. And when I survey the wondrous cross, I see the grace of God Almighty. Oh yeah, I'm just a trophy of grace. That's all I am. I know I'm not much, and I'm not all I need to be. But praise God, I'm a trophy of grace. Amen. God working in my life and in my heart. I couldn't even see it, didn't even know it. But praise God, the great architect, amen. Praise God, had a plan. And you know what I found out about God? He's big enough to work his plan. He just don't design it. Thank God, he builds it. Amen. I bless his holy name. Thank God, I appreciate that. Listen, when I see the cross, I see the grace of God. Amen. I see the love of God. How I don't understand how God can love me. I really don't understand that. I tell you, I hated God. I ran from God. Amen. I belittled God. Listen, I was not kind to God. Hey, listen, I used his name in vain. I'm ashamed of all of that. I'm not proud of that, friend. Oh, but he loved me anyhow. I bless his holy name. Hey, friend, that I could be as vile as I was. And him love me in spite of myself. And wrap me up. Thank God in his love and bring me to himself. Hey, friend, when I survey a wondrous cross, amen. I see the love of God. I can't help it. I see his grace. Thank God, amen. Why would he love me? I can't tell you. Outside of the fact he wanted to. Hallelujah. He loved me. How many love me? Praise God, he loved me. Hallelujah. He loved me, friend. Thank God. I said, Lord, I don't love you. He said, I love you. Amen to God. Amen. All the things I did, he said, I just love you. Amen. It's amazing, friend. I know I've said this before, but it seemed like, friend, when I'm at my worst, God is at his very best. And when I felt him the most, he's a loving on me. I appreciate that. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something about love? It covered the multitude of sin. Hey, bless his holy name for that. That's love, friend. When I survey the wondrous cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, bless his good name. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Could I tell you what? Listen, I was lost like you was lost. We was headed down the same road to the same place. And praise God, a Savior stepped in our way. Thank God who was willing to go, friend, and taste our death. He tasted our death. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what I see when I survey the wondrous cross? I recognize in mercy. Grace and mercy are not the same thing. But they like to hang out together. Isn't that right? They do. They like to hang out together. They're almost best friends, I think. Mercy. Mercy. See, it's kind of like this. Grace is for the helpless. Isn't that what we were? Helpless. But mercy, that's for the guilty. Hallelujah. Mercy. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that thief hanging on the cross beside our Savior? There he was. And you know, at the beginning, they both cast the same as the teeth. They railed on him. Oh, but the God of heaven began to pray. Talk to his father. I can't explain all that. I ain't even going to try to. Jesus was God. Always has been God. Always will be. But he talked to his heavenly father. And said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And boy, there's a light of truth that little boy in the heart. Amen. I mean, right there. Right there. And he looked over there. Somebody said, did he pray the sinner's prayer? He prayed the right prayer. Amen. Can I tell you what's happening there in which we live? We're putting all our trust in mechanics. That's exactly right. And the church has become mechanical. Amen. Hey, brother, it's not going down through the Bible agreeing with a bunch of facts. Can I tell you something, friend? I was raised in the house of God. I agreed with them facts before I was saved. Amen. But I tell you what, when God gets to dealing with your heart, friend, amen, brother, listen, I didn't know anything, but I was lost. And once I got to understand I was lost, Then, praise God, I could be saved. And then after I got saved, I knew Him, praise God, and He knows everything. That's exactly right. Mercy. Mercy for the guilty. Oh, I was guilty. I was guilty. Somebody said, how bad were you? Listen, we was all guilty because we was all sinners. I'm not interested in trying to go back and dig in the landfill of my past. Because everything out there is rotten. And ain't nothing I want. Amen. But I just know this, I was a sinner. And I was born that way. I had that nature. Amen. I needed something to change me. And I couldn't change myself. God had mercy on me. Boy, He loved me. He loved me. Can I tell you how good and merciful God was to me? Now, I'm not going into a bunch of stuff. I'm not going to do that. But there are many times that I came about this close to going out into eternity. I'm talking about that close. I can look back and I marvel that I walked away from some of those things. I walked away unhurt. Anything. And I thought nothing about it. I had this mentality that I'm young and invincible. But that wasn't it. See, there was a hand of grace around about me. There was a loving God, praise God, a care for my soul. And praise God, there was mercy. There was mercy abounding in my life. Amen. Boy, I'm talking about for you. When I said, I see mercy. I see mercy. You know why you're here today? The mercy of God. Because it said the Lord's mercies were not consumed. Because His compassions, they fail not. Amen. Oh, yeah. That thief, he just said, Lord, remember me. Remember me. You know what he did? He just got honest. And he got humble. And he realized if anything happened, Jesus is going to have to do it. Amen. You know what I found out about God? He was just the proud. But He gives grace to the humble. That's what He says. And the Lord looked over there and said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Wouldn't you like that? See, when I survey the wondrous cross, I see the mercy of God. See, He's the architect of it. Amen. Praise God. He's the designer. He's the creator. He is the originator. That's Him. That's Him now. Praise God. See, you can't have mercy without God. You won't think about the attributes of our Heavenly Father? Amen. That's the subject, friend, you'll never get to the bottom of. Amen. But go ahead and dig into it anyway. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. Thank God He designed it and I acquired it. Hey, listen. Amen. Somebody said, what'd you do to deserve it? Nothing. That's why it's mercy. That's why it's mercy. Boy, I appreciate that. I mean, guilty, guilty, guilty. Mercy. Thank God I had somebody spoke up on my behalf. Amen. Mercy. Hallelujah to God. You ever been guilty of anything? Got mercy? Brother Keith, remember several years ago traveling down the highway, coming to the house of God? Ran to the back of an automobile and you and Brother Hyde came out there. You remember that? It's been a long time ago. Many moons. Personally, I don't think brake lights on that car was working, but the only thing I said, I hit them. And guess who's guilty? I was. Had to come all the way down here. Never been to the courthouse down here. Didn't know what to do. I was guilty. Tried to take care of everything myself. And I couldn't get nowhere. So I looked out for, I called for some help and a guy said, this is what you do. He said, when you get there, you go down front, the judge is going to be down there. Hey man, there's going to be some attorneys down there. And he said, you just go give them this piece of paper and go have a seat. Hey man. And there I was. I didn't know how to speak for myself. They started calling out everybody's name. And you know what you had to do? You had to stand up and say guilty or not guilty. That's it. They didn't want to hear your story. They weren't concerned about your story. They didn't want some kind. They just said guilty or not guilty, and that was it. It was getting close to my name, and they called my name out, And I'm a little bit slow, Brother John, getting up, a little bit slow, because I'm guilty. And I'm just at the point of saying, guilty. There was somebody down front that said, Your Honor. Amen. They stopped everything and they walked up to the bench. I couldn't go to the bench. I couldn't stay, but they did. And I don't know what they said. They had a conversation that took place about 30 seconds. And turned around and said, Is there anybody here to witness against Mr. Hobson? And nobody said anything. And the judge said, You're free to go. That's mercy. Now I'm going to tell you something, friend. That's mercy. Now I'm going to tell you what happened, friend. We was a sinner and guilty and undone with God. And friend, all we could cry is guilty, guilty, guilty. But I'll tell you, aren't you glad there was one that took our place? Now I'm going to tell you what, friend, when judgment, we were judgment bound. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God who talked to our Heavenly Father. Thank God who made it right. Praise God. I bless His holy name. That's what I see when I survey the wondrous cross. I bless His good name. Hallelujah. See, the Bible said He's rich in mercy. Because you know what I found out? Since I've been saved, I still need grace. Since I've been saved, I still need mercy. Thank God. Oh, but the Lord, Brother Danny, that day, He's still God today. And thank God His mercy is His will today as it's ever been in my life. Thank God it's real, it's real. And when I go back and read this, I just pray the God of heaven, help me never get over this. Amen. When I see the cross, amen, I really want it to just melt my heart. Because I appreciate the goodness of God. Sister, you come home. Boy, I appreciate God. I appreciate God. I'm talking about when I survey the one, when I take a moment, friend, and look, praise God at the one who did it all for me. You remember that song we used to sing in the choir? For me He came. For me He died. For me He rose in victory. Amen. The wrath of God was satisfied. He did it all for me. Praise God. Hey, that's what He did, friend. Every bit of it. Thank God. He did it all. Hallelujah. Thank God. Bless His good name. Thank God. Let's stand, please. We're going to pray. Sister, you go ahead and play. Appreciate the goodness of God. I ask you a question. What do you see when you see Calvary? And what you need, thank God from the one who gave it all. If you need some grace, He's got it. And if you need some love, praise God, He's a showing it. And if you need mercy, He's rich in it. And if God touches you, you mind Him. Father, as we humbly bow in Your presence, I want to thank You for the grace of God that's real.